That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Well, live and now we're calling it, but I don't actually like that name. I'm going to change it, but it's all thanks to the Thirsty Dog, nonetheless. And we are truly blessed to have Tay in studio, just chucking out a text at the moment.
Yeah. No, I'm actually memorizing my lyrics.
Oh, far out. Actually, I was way off the mark.
Yeah.
Your head's way more in the game.
I'm a professional, okay? I memorize my lyrics 2 seconds before I go on.
I'm just about to go on the radio.
God, tune in.
95.
What do I do? It'll be podcast, Mum. Don't panic. Now, you have been up at BFM maybe like around April or so.
For
was it Fancy New Band?
Fancy New Band when I first came out.
Right on. Yeah, we do have a few of those songs on the playlist. How would you describe yourself to the uninitiated? I like to play this game because it's just, let's get it from, you know.
Yeah.
Rather than I waffle around.
Short and fat.
Oh, wow.
No,
no.
Shit. Get it.
Take it back.
I would describe myself as an R&B songstress. I just write my own music. I produce it very humbly in my little bedroom. I do the best that I can at my craft.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. So you make the whole lot.
I do. Yeah, I have a bit of help. Actually, I have a bit of help now. Mm-hmm. I recently signed a development deal with Sony Music.
Ooh.
So,
ooh la la.
Yeah, that's a bit special.
I'm glad
you still got time for BFM.
Yeah, totally. No, I mean, they help me out a lot, and I've got hookups, you know, with local producers and things like that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Since this has come along and you've suddenly kind of probably got a bit more access to people with
a bigger
skill set, maybe some fancy technology and stuff, how would you say that this has helped you?
It's helped me a lot. Part of the development deal is that I can have access to equipment for myself as well. So I bought a new keyboard, which I otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford.
Yeah.
And that has just like sort of pushed me a lot recently. Just having access to more sounds, really. More content and like samples and loops that I can use. And in terms of people, so much knowledge, people that know how to properly engineer vocals, who know how to do all that kind of mixy mashy stuff that I've never known how to do and have sort of just been playing by ear. They've shown me a lot, so that's
cool.
Sweet.
And quite a lot.
Just, this is a bit of an off the shelf question for me, but I'm always curious what sort of music has inspired you and what you're doing.
I've grown up listening to everything, so like my dad's family is all pretty like, you know, Pākehā, like listening to like Johnny Cash and all that kind of stuff.
Johnny Cash is, are you a fan?
I'm a very big fan. I have his full collection on my iTunes, like honestly. So I've listened to a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, like Bee Gees and shit like that. But like self-discovery, like on Spotify and things, I've listened to a lot of alternative music, R&B, hip hop, everything. Yeah, like it's a very big range that I listen to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ears open, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, I think you kind of have to be if you're in the industry.
Absolutely.
You try not to sort of limit yourself, because as soon as you limit yourself, you're limiting the amount of people that are going to enjoy what you do, and that's really why we do what we do, is for people. So.
What do you think?
Right, let's get into a song, John. Tay, would you mind playing? Have you, you've brought a few options up? I know.
Yes. So. So.
See you, Connor.
So I have a bit of new music to share with you all. Some of it very exclusive. The first one, I haven't really got a name for it yet. It's not finished, but I thought I'd play a bit of it because it's so far become one of my favorites that I've worked on since my previous music. So I'll play that for you.
I'll get rid of this for this fruity, fruity jazz.
Sweet. Okay, here we go. Open sesame. Is that coming through? Yeah. Yeah.
about the strangest daydreams. Let's talk about the people in your head. Talk about the nights that made me and all the little things I know you said. The way I am, it makes you crazy. The way you are, it's just like violet in my bed. Don't wanna talk, we both be feeling hazy. I just rewind and listen to the things you said. You said, oh, you said. Conversations in my head. Driving slowly, watching you hold me. Give me your demons, let me receive them. Driving faster, watching you hold her. Give her your secret, let her repeat it.
Yeah.
Wow, beaut tone, such nice tone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, lovely. Tay, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, live in studio here, if you're just in your car going, what does that sound?
Sounds like garbage. No, I'm kidding.
let's talk themes. What do you find yourself writing about?
A lot of different things. I mean, my first sort of project, On My Way, featured a bunch of different stuff. Like, it's kind of just a project about growing up, really. I mean, growing up, seeing the world for what it is, seeing people for who they are. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, as Kylie Jenner put it, what did she say again?
Don't you dare make me say what.
What did she say?
This is your gag.
Oh yeah, it was the year of realizing things, though.
For sure.
I think I just realized things and put them in an album.
Is this the Pepsi lady?
Yeah, no, her sister. Close enough. So I'm kind of following in that same direction now. Mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, in the same direction, and also I've had a relationship since then, so I've got new, like, totally new content, you know, to write on about that as well. So, I mean, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it's very conscious.
Yeah, very conscious. Yeah, I think I am very conscious in my lyric writing. Not so much in the production. The production is very much sort of just like, this sounds kind of cool.
Right.
And then just it kind of falls into place, whereas the lyrics are very sort of, okay, this is what I kind of want to say. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
What the, have you got a number two for us lying
Yes,
around?
I do. So my next one is Dependent, which if you've been following me, I that was the first track on my first project, and it's also the most streamed on Spotify. So
In on Spotify in, then. Yeah. That answers the question.
Do tell, how many streams?
Well, I checked today. I did my daily check and it's on 68,000. So
crikey.
Yeah, I mean, it was put on a few playlists. It was put on what's the one? Fresh Finds or New Music Friday or something like
nice.
That.
Oh, nice. Yes, yes, I know.
And it's also on the Nike Women playlist, which I found very...
As like workout music?
Yeah, workout music. Yeah, like cardio music. I was like, okay.
That'll, yeah, whatever.
Could bump to that.
When a track like that gets a bit of traction on a Spotify playlist, and do you find that you ever get people from strange parts of the world sending you a message on social media going, hey, really like the song?
Yeah.
Have you had any strange collab
options?
No, nothing strange, honestly. A couple of weeks ago, I got...
John's just sending you a message.
Yeah, a very strange message. I got a message from this kid from Sweden, and he was like, you know, all of my music, I have it on vinyl, and, I really love your album, but I can't get it on vinyl. And I was like, yeah, that's
sorry,
probably because I don't
bud.
Sell it on vinyl.
Letting him down. I really let you down, didn't I, little Swedish vinyl boy?
Yeah. But then I was like, okay, so people are clearly, like,
that's
interested.
Heavy, right?
So
that's such
I
a
could,
buzz.
Yeah, I could probably get, like, one thing printed on vinyl for him and just milk it, you know?
Yeah,
but,
good point.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I think he's the only international. I might have, yeah, I can't think back now, but yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I was just sort of out of interest. It's always that sort of thing kind of buzzes me out, you know, like just seeing the reach
Of
something once it's out in the wide world.
But John with the hard-hitting probing question.
That's the cool thing about Spotify, though, is it tells you where people are listening to you. Mm. So I have, like, I think my number one is Singapore at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Not even, like, New Zealand is, like, number four.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, and I have, like, people in Manhattan. Like, they specify the city. Even.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've got Manhattan, Bronx are, like, I think third and fifth, I think.
That's such a trip, eh?
It's so weird.
I'm big in Singapore. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
That's an expensive place. You should go check it out for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Let's hear this.
Sweet,
tune.
Yeah. Get into Dependent. Yeah, so that
new one.
Yeah, no, that's an old one. Hence why. I have a new one next. I think I'm just continuing my my history of forgetting lyrics on 95 BFM.
No stress. Yeah. If people want the evening version of Tay, when is the next time you're performing?
So I'll be performing next October 21st at Basement Theatre. As part of their, I think they're doing like a series where they have musical acts come in after their theatre
performance.
Yeah, after their performance. So as kind of like an unwind or like get lit before you go out kind of thing. Yeah. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. Basement Theatre is a pretty dope venue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's I think it's free admission. Don't kill me if I'm wrong, but so come check that out. You can find me on Facebook and get all that information as well. It's just Tay Music.
And you also, obviously you're on Spotify, I'm assuming. Bandcamp's available.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Everywhere, pretty much. SoundCloud. Yeah. Everywhere.
Get at.
Yeah.
let's jump one more in if you don't mind.
Just one more?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I could do more. I mean.
Yeah, we could do two more. What do you think, John?
We've got news at 6, so okay. If you can.
Oh, yep.
Cool.
That's sweet. All right, so the next one is a special one. I worked on this in Golden Age Studio with Josh Fountain, who was a Sony hookup. And so this was actually my first ever like proper production collab. And yeah, it's another sort of draft, but...
A leisure boy.
Yes, he is. Yes, so yeah, I hope you enjoy.
I push you out, then pull you in, but you get me. We fight it out. Please let me in, come and have me. 'Cause baby boy, if it ain't you, then it ain't nobody to me. Yeah, I'll tell the world I only want you, baby. It's not falling when you're landing on your feet, no, no. So come and land yourself right here next to me.
Should we kick straight back into the one more? I'll just remind everybody that this is you're listening to Tay on 95 BFM. Somebody says she's amazing and they're yelling amazing.
Aww.
I agree.
It's probably my mum. Shut up. Actually texting my mum.
What a good mum.
Could be my mum as well.
Could be any of our mums actually. No, it's not my mum's phone number. I'm just checking now. Oh. Come on, mum.
Yeah, sweet. Should I do one more?
Oh, yes, please.
I mean, okay, you have a choice. An old one or a new one?
Well, you tell us.
I reckon we always go new. Let's go new.
Let's go new.
I'm getting new from other people in the room here.
Yeah, okay. We'll go new then.
BFM on the frontier of new music.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Give us the freshies.
To lose, can't read your mind, no. Something I can't choose, lost in your eyes, beats within a light, no. Deep side, deep side. I'm running from the words that create me, even running from the people that made me. How do you blame me? Look around and the world's gone crazy, crazy, crazy. Look around and the world's gone.
Wow. That was beautiful.
That one was great.
Send that one through as soon as you've got it finished up, won't you?
And
we'll do something with it. Absolutely.
Running from elections.
Now, lastly, where can people catch you, Tay, if they want to catch you sometime?
If they want to catch me, find me on Facebook at Tay Music, as well as on Instagram at Tay Music, as well as on SoundCloud at Tay Music. Come to my live shows. Information for those are on my Facebook, probably most reliable on my Facebook. But yeah, we'll be posting on Instagram as well. Yeah.
What a treat. Thanks so much for coming
up. No worries. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely beaut.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.